Welcome to episode 6 of the Legendary Momentum Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Webb. Thanks for your patience as we had a bit of a gap there between episode 5 and episode 6, but we're going to get back into being more consistent with these. And so for these next 2 weeks, I want to kind of talk about the same thing. Talk about stress a little bit. And we all deal with it. It happens. It's part of life for most of our days, honestly. But the way we deal with it and the way we handle it can really have a huge impact on how much it impacts our day. And what I mean by that is sometimes, man, the morning you wake up, it's already started. Oh no, what am I going to make for lunch? I got to get the kids out of the school. I got to get ready for work. Whatever. You guys don't need me to tell you how your day starts sometimes. And then at the end of the day, as you lay down, it's like, man, did I do enough today? I didn't get that one thing done. Oh no, tomorrow I got to. And it just continuously happens and just goes like that. But there's a better way, honestly. And I don't say that as someone that's like, oh, I'm good, I don't have any stress. No, in fact, actually, the last few weeks, I've been dealing with some pretty serious stress, and it's been stuff that normally doesn't bother me. I've been worrying. I've been doing the what if game in my head and kind of taking my mind to some worst case scenarios for some reason. And I just, man, and it's been a struggle. And so what I've been doing, and here's a little tip, hopefully this helps you, is I've just been writing down what's going on. Like, I give you a good example. So my wife was out of town this past weekend for work, and I had the kids, and they're good kids. They're easy to deal with for the most part. They're old enough to dress themselves and feed themselves and brush their own teeth and tie their own shoes and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, and so I, at bedtime, I put them to bed. I put them to sleep. I come downstairs, and I literally, my mind started going through all these crazy scenarios of like, how do I get her by the house if something happens? Or what do I do if the electricity goes off and the garage door won't open and I can't get the car out? Like little things like that that honestly I never think about. It just never pops up. But they were popping up then. And so what I did, I just spur of the moment thing. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this today. I'm not going to do this. So that's the first thing you need to do is just literally tell yourself, no, we're not doing this. We're not playing this what if game. We're not playing this worst case scenario stuff. We're going to just stop. We're going to stop that. And so when you do that, then don't just leave it there. Get out a piece of paper, get a pen, pencil, and just write it down. Write down literally, why am I worried about the electricity going off in my example? And then just write down why. And then write down, like, literally, what happens if the electricity goes off? And in my case, I wrote down nothing. Nothing happens. The kids are asleep. I'll just go to bed. Like, I don't need to have electricity on in that moment, honestly, like, and hopefully it'll be back on when I wake up, and I can wake up and check that, you know, later in the night or something. But that, and so that really helped me to process and go, man, my mind is just running wild, and there's really no reason for it. So a lot of times I feel like we get there and it's just paralyzing and we can't get past it. And so for me, it's just to stop and tell myself, nope, not going there, and then just to write it down. That's two really quick things. And then the third thing, and it's just, this is kind of the big picture part of that, is because when you do that, you're opening it up. So you're writing the stress out on the table, the thing that's worrying you. It's written, it's down, it's out there, you can see it. But we want to replace that with something. And you guys, if you've listened to this podcast at all, you've heard me say that. You know, we want to replace the negative with positive. We're not just going to talk about the negative. We're going to replace it with positive. So after you've told your mind, nope, we're not going there, and you've written it down, then I want you to replace it with something you're grateful for. Because fear and gratitude can't exist in the same spot. I heard that one time at a Tony Robbins event, and I just thought that was really profound. Fear and gratitude can't exist in the same spot. And so replace it with something you're grateful for. So in my case, it was like, my kids are asleep. Everyone's doing well. We had a great day together. I'm grateful for that. And that gratitude replaced the fear of losing the electricity or something happening to our house while my wife was gone and me needing to get the kids somewhere. It really did. And this may sound simple, and you may be like, oh, that doesn't work. And so then I would say to that, just try it next time you're in a stressful situation. Just try it. What can it hurt? If it doesn't work for you, then think through what may work for you. What's worked in the past when you've been stressful? Maybe you go watch a movie, and that relaxes you. Maybe you read a book. Maybe you just go for a walk. There's a lot of different things you could do, honestly. But so just try something. Just try it, because it's not good. It's not healthy physically for our bodies to be living in a constant state of stress. And it's not good for your mind. Like your mind, you just could, that continuing beating up of ourselves. We just got to get past that. So hopefully this helps. And next week I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about a few more tools that I use, that I have when dealing with this situation. So thanks for listening. If you like this, you want, you know, help support us in any way, there's a link in the show notes for our Patreon account. Feel free to support us there. That'd be awesome. And yeah, thanks for listening. We'll talk soon.